Sundays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Administration officials are going to bat for President Trump after he proposed the U.S. take over Gaza, create a luxury resort area, and relocate Palestinians. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz tells CBS.
The fact that nobody has a realistic solution, and he puts some very bold, fresh, new ideas out on the table, I don't think should be criticized in any way.
An email sent to staff says almost all employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development, which distributes aid around the world, will be put on paid leave Friday as part of a consolidation plan. CBS's Sarah Cook.
The agency will consider case-by-case exceptions and return travel extensions based on personal or family hardship, mobility, or safety concerns.
CBS News has learned a report by federal investigators with the Capitol Police shows the number of investigations into threats against Congress and the Capitol surged to the second highest number on record last year. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids Legislative Committee met on Tuesday. Alderperson Jake Catnaugh brought a referral to ban the addition of fluoride to the city water supply. Discussion continued for over 45 minutes, with many alderpersons voicing their thoughts for and against fluoride being added. During the public comment period, Wisconsin Rapids dentist William Akey spoke in favor of the beneficial effects of topical and systematic fluoride. He said this is especially true for people who live in poverty and don't have dental coverage. In response to the question of fluoride sourcing, he stated,
"Fluoride is fluoride regardless of source."
Adam Brunig is the water superintendent for the Waterworks and Lighting Commission. He stated that WWLC does not have a medical professional on staff, therefore they defer to the experts.
Our recommendation to the committee is that we continue using it at the 0.7 parts per million range.
The committee voted two yeses to one no, and the motion to create an ordinance banning the addition of fluoride to the city's water supply passed. The city attorney will create the ordinance, and it will come before the full council. Alderperson Madeline Palmquist brought a referral to make revisions to Chapter 25 of the city's municipal code regarding dangerous animals and dog and cat regulations. The council decided to move forward with several changes to clarify the ordinance. Alderperson Jeff Penskover brought a referral to increase the terms of alderpersons and mayor from 2 years to 4 years. Discussion followed, with the general consensus being the term of alderpersons should not be increased, but it would be a good idea to increase the term of mayor from 2 years to either 3 or 4. The motion passed 2-1. If it passes the full council, it would not go into effect until the next mayoral election. The final item involved creating an ordinance allowing block parties and special events. Everyone spoke in favor of this idea. The motion passed 3-0. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Welcome to WFHR's Morning Show. Seth and James here with you to kick things off. Little Ohio players. Good morning, everybody. Got your host, James, here. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Hapacker.
Good morning, everyone.
Hope you're all having a great start to the morning. Let's kick things off the way we like to with Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Doing well.
Doing good. We've got a Love on the Air text to win contest that we're going to be talking about here in a little bit. So I had to get some love music playing, some Valentine's music playing.
Yeah.
And when it comes to that kind of music for me, it's got to involve some soul, some funk.
Some funk.
Like,
yeah.
It has to. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know. But being born in 77 or something, I don't know. But I think of this song, and I think of songs like that.
Yeah.
Brittany, I don't know. Are we going to have a warmer kind of tone going into Valentine's Day, going into the warmer weather? I'm trying to find a segue here. I'm really trying.
Yeah, we are going to have a little warmth here today.
God, she's a good teammate. You're good.
We're going to hold on to that through the entire week, too, so it'll be lovely.
Nice. There you go.
Well, that's good to hear. That's really good to hear. Brittany, I did also want to take a moment to send some appreciation to you and your brethren out there. It is National Weather Person Day today.
Nice.
So we really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, send the love. Send the love.
There's been plenty of jokes over the centuries or decades or whatever about weather people and stuff. There's a lot of great notes about that, but I don't think there is nearly enough. We have normalized way too much how much weather has changed our lives. Weather people and being able
predicting
to
predicting the weather. Yeah,
I think of so many great people that I've grown up and I've and learned from and watched that are weather people. It's one of the tougher jobs in the industry to be able. Every day is in every minute is something that you're trying to adjust to and work with. And being good at improv, being good at creativity is a key part of the job. You haven't seen many weather people that are not charismatic, that are not creatives. Mm-hmm. That you know, it's a really a cool industry, I think. And we appreciate the work that you and you know, so many weather people out there do, Brittany.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me and all of the meteorologists across the area. I mean, we do. We work our butts off. Mother Nature changes her mind every second, and she is a pain in the butt to deal with and communicate. What is she doing? But, you know, we're all very, very passionate people who love tracking the weather and keeping everyone safe. I think that's our main priority. Mm-hmm. A lot of meteorologists have a weather event that scarred us, that probably scared us into this to help you guys. So keep that in mind and say thanks to all of them, even the people like you who take weather observations, who communicate that information to us so that we can get it more widespread. That is so, so important. And actually, I want to take a minute. If anybody's interested, there's a thing called COCORAHS. It's COCORAHS. It's volunteer weather observers. You can do it. Anyone can do it. And you basically take rain and temperature, you know, recordings and let us know. And it goes into this nationwide, actually worldwide data. And that's where we pull all of our stuff. So huge shout out to everyone who helps and who has to deal with Mother Nature. So here we go. Here's what she's got in store for us today.
She's all wild. Right.
We are warming up compared to yesterday. Highs will reach the upper 20s, even though it feels crisp right now. Our wind chills are keeping us at 3 below. But we will warm up this afternoon. Clouds will be increasing. Winds will start to get breezy, too, and the snow pushes in by this afternoon. We're looking at flurries flying around first, then lighter snow picking up probably after 5 o'clock. And then it could flip to some freezing rain through the overnight hours, maybe even after 9 o'clock. So if you commute later in the evening, be careful because we are looking at icy spots definitely possible through tonight and early tomorrow morning. Although I think the plows and the salting, everything will take care of it before we commute tomorrow morning. Just keep an eye out on those rural roads, those ramps, because the weather is definitely all over the place with flirting with that freezing mark. Mm-hmm. But tomorrow, it will be dry and it will be windy, so some blowing and drifting snow from what did fall. I think accumulations in terms of snow, probably around an inch, so nothing major.
All right.
Right on. Right.
Excellent.
On. Good to know. We are that much more prepared and that feel that much better about things going forward. I really do appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for the time. And the website, I am going to be all over that. This looks awesome. I'd never heard of this before.
Oh, great. Now he's going to have another thing he wants to do. Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm going to be talking your ear off about it in the break, Seth. So, yeah. Appreciate you, Brittany. Have a great day.
Enjoy. Thank you.
Best in the business right there. Our friend Brittany Merlot joining us every morning. And again, a big thank you to all of our weather people out there. We appreciate you.
You're the best.
Best in the business. We appreciate every one of you out there. Not all of you can be Brittany, though. We got the best. We got the literal best in the business.
You know, we can say that because we got a really good one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We are going to have some fun with that. And we're having some fun right now with this because while Seth and I are going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit and plenty of more, what we're kicking our show off with and now until Valentine's Day is Love on the Air Text to Win Contest.
You got it. Yeehaw. We're starting up.
Civic Media's famous Text to Win Contest. We're going to make these
famous. We're getting famous.
We're getting famous. We're going to make these famous. We understand that this time of year, this Valentine's in particular, may not be the easiest for people, whether it is emotionally or financially or whatever that might be. So we want to help. We want to make this a banger of a Valentine's for everybody out there. And that is whether you are been with your significant other for decades, whether you just got together.
A new romance.
Whether you're single. Maybe you're just in love with love. Whatever it might be. might
doesn't
be.
Doesn't matter.
Everybody.
Doesn't matter.
If you got a Civic Media app, you can play along.
You can play along.
We get it and understand, so we're going to have some fun with this one. We have pulled out all the stops for this, too. We got your chance to win a Valentine's Day package to share that's worth over $1,000.
We ain't kidding here, folks.
Yeah. All you got to do is listen to our stations. This is a crossover promotion, WIRI and WFHR, mm-hmm. For a keyword to text to us at the top of the 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12 p.m., and 2 p.m. hours.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a lot of fun. We've got some really cool things lined up for you with this. Prizes that we're looking at, we have got a lot of them.
Oh, my gosh. This is an awesome prize.
Performing Arts Center has two tickets for Bachelors on Broadway. Love, Inc. has a great bunch of gifts. Mission Coffee House, Amsis Rising, Full Circle Massage, Honestly Cranberry, Paul Gross Jewelers, a nice bracelet from them, by the way.
Yes.
Dance with Dignity DJ, all of these things coming together.
It's amazing.
Just to give you and yours a great Valentine's. Party Envy, we want to send a shout out to, along with Johnson & Sons Jeep, Quality Plus Printing, of course, Wham Incorporated.
Our sponsors for this.
Great friends of
ours. Thank you, guys.
And a quick side note here, usually on Wednesdays we are joined by Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil won't be able to join us today, but we will have a Wicked Awesome Word. I'm going to find one for us.
Oh, and James will come up with one. Okay.
So we can promote Quality Plus Printing, yeah, so we can do that.
We will do
that.
Just
so we have that excuse to do that, because we love our friends over there. Mm-hmm. You might notice, well, you said the 8 a.m. hour, James. What is this key word? I'm sitting here with the Civic Media app open. What word do I text? The word to text to us for this hour is heart. Heart. H-E-A-R-T. Text the word heart to us, everybody, and have some fun with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much to everybody who has downloaded the Civic Media app, who has played this game with us
many
times before.
Yep.
Again, be listening again at the top of the 10 a.m., 12 p.m., and 2 o'clock hours.
Yep.
We will have that keyword for you.
We will. And you can use any at WFHR, WIRI to text that in. Either one will work. We will be collecting all of those and get ready for that fabulous grand prize.
Love on the radio. I'm going to be honest, everybody. I have to help. I keep wanting to say, love on the rocks.
James.
It keeps playing in my head. And it's not even like Neil Diamond in his prime. It's some version of my, like some like studio lounge.
Yes.
Like, you know, the Bill Murray character.
Yeah, that lounge singer. Yeah.
How you doing?
Love on the rocks.
Yeah. Everybody, love on the rocks. It just won't stop playing in my head.
Sorry.
So I have to keep myself from saying that.
I feel bad for you, James.
It's so bad. Text us that keyword, everybody. Heart on the Civic Media app. I see that people are already doing that. Thank you so much, everybody, for playing along.
Excellent.
I did want to touch on one other thing before we go to break and get into some fun. Because this is kind of an interesting one, Seth, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
We are 36 days into 2025. And if you're not impressed so far, don't worry. There are just a couple of more months left to get to ones that you like. Because a new poll asked people what their least favorite month is. And the top two responses were January at 26% and February at 11%.
Right. Wow. No love for January.
None.
And I can't say that I have any love for January. So I guess I'm in that camp too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta put me in the camp. Yeah.
So I am not this is probably going to make sense to some and be confusing to others. But winter and me don't get along. I'm not built for it. I'm just not good with the cold.
Mm-hmm,
I can handle just about anything else but the cold. I'm just not good with it. But then there's, January and February both have birthdays that are really important, including one that just happened last month that is going to be very important to me going forward.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I mentioned to everybody, I'm a papa.
That's right. He certainly is.
I'm going to throw that in there. But February has got a handful of birthdays that are important, were important to me and still are, and everything with my grandparents and stuff. So I've never really minded January or February.
Okay.
I don't mind the months. And I love the start of things. Most things in life, I love the beginning of. And the beginning of a new year, it's fresh, it's brand new.
Feels good, right?
Yeah. There's something about it. It's like putting on a new coat or something like that, I feel like. So I'm on the opposite end of this one. It's not my favorite months. My favorite month's October, by far and away. And then probably August.
I do know that there's one birthday in February that you'd, rather kind of just slide past. We're not going to let you.
I have no idea what you're referring to.
Just you wait. It's coming. It's coming.
You know, I don't hear mischievous Seth very often, but what I do, man. Do you have a favorite month? Do you have a...
I would say summer month. I think June is probably up there. I mean, my birthday's in August, but that was always bittersweet growing up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like you're when you're a kid, you're excited for your birthday, of course, and you're ready to go. But then my birthday is towards the end of August, and that means school was just around the corner and summer was almost over. And, so it was very bittersweet. So, no, I think like May, June, I think are like that crossover is probably my favorite time of year.
Right on. And the week before school started was a waste because all you were doing was worrying about school starting. A new poll asked about the least favorites. January, February topped the list. August was third, probably because that's when summer ends, as Seth was saying there and stuff. 20% of people said that they didn't have at least favorite month. People were also asked for their favorite month. And I do want to take a second, though, that 20% of people that don't have a least favorite month, that's kind of encouraging a little bit. Like, I admit I'm scraping the barrel here a little bit, but hey, I think that's kind of encouraging. That it's so easy to say what you don't like. It's a little harder to say what you do sometimes in these surveys, it seems. People were asked their favorite, and the ones with the most votes were October at 14%, December at 11%, but warmer weather was also popular with May at 10% and June at 10% in third and fourth place.
That makes sense. Yep.
It's a kind of an interesting poll. Kind of interesting. You know,
I like fall too. I mean, I like September and October, but it's just because, you know, looming behind them is winter. That's what takes a little bit away from them. But other than that, I like those two.
Feel free to call up and let us know your favorite month, everybody, and why it is. 715-424-2600. And of course, you already have that Civic Media app out. Might as well
we
go
know
ahead
you
and
do.
Call us up.
Yeah.
And don't forget to text us that keyword heart. Be sure to do so. I'm curious if people's birthdays have to do with their favorite month or not. I would say that February may have been, you know, in my top three if it wasn't for that one day that you're referring to.
One day, right?
Because, again, I'm on the opposite end of this one. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's a reason for people to like that month or what have you. There's no wrong answers here.
Of course not.
I just think it's kind of interesting. And I don't know if I've ever really thought about that. It's rare to come across something that I have not overthought. This is interesting. I find it interesting. We will take a quick time out. We're going to come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. And, of course, we'll remind you before the end of the hour of that text to win contest and love on the air. Of course, the word to text to us as well. It's all coming up for you right here at WFHR.
Put flavor in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. Start your day right with El Cafe's breakfast tacos and their mouth-watering combination of scrambled eggs with chorizo and pico de gallo, topped with cheddar cheese and matched with crispy hash browns. Are you getting hungry yet? Call or stop in today. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send in your birthdays or anniversaries to be mentioned on the air and for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe. Put some fiesta into your special day.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
If you've thought about contributing to a Roth IRA, but you made too much money during your working years, you can have a second chance through a Roth conversion. As you may know, a Roth IRA provides tax-free withdrawals, provided you've had the account at least 5 years and you're at least 59 and a half. A Roth's income limits may have kept you from contributing. However, you can convert your traditional IRA to a Roth. It's not hard to do. But there's a catch. You'll have to pay taxes on the pre-tax dollars you convert. See your tax advisor before making a conversion. If it's appropriate for your situation, you may find that owning a Roth IRA can benefit you and your family for years. This is Clay Kanoke with Edward Jones in Wisconsin Rapids at 715-421-0958.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Cloudy today with light snow, even a little light freezing drizzle this afternoon. Our high right around 28. More light snow and freezing drizzle tonight. Could get a half inch, maybe an inch of accumulation. 22 tomorrow. Gradual clearing. It'll be windy with a high right around 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently it's 3 above.
It's one above.
Yeah,
it's one above. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for the Edel Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at Edel Cafe. Visit them at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They wish a good morning to all their friends and family out there. They've got a great one lined up for you today. Be sure to head on over there and check out those amazing specials that they have.
Always great.
And, of course, while you're at it, maybe make plans for the weekend. They got that famous fish fry going on. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind as well. A bunch of great things going on over at Edel Cafe. Visit them today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Buy local, support local.
You know, one of the cool things about them advertising, you know, sponsoring this segment for so long now, it's actually been a while. I can't believe it. Is that we get to see, watch them grow, you know, as a business and change and get more integrated in the community. For me, that's the coolest part of all of this, is we get to see this example of, you know, of doing stuff the right way, you know, in a community and really being rewarded because of it. And I think it's great.
It's a real, you're well set. And we really do appreciate it. And I'm so with you on this. I love seeing the growth of a business, and let alone getting a chance to be right there next to it and seeing it happen. It's pretty cool. Big shout out to them. And a big thank you to all of you out there for getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. We want more. Info@WFHR.com. You can email us there. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Encourage you to do that. And call up
715-424-2600. Hey, you know, Wes, since we're talking about text lines as well, you can always pull up the Civic Media app and text us birthdays as well. Lots of different ways to get a hold of us for this.
Absolutely. And I think that's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. Feel free to do that, everybody. Mm-hmm. Text us real quick. We'd love to. Keep in mind, we'll take your birthdays the whole hour. You know,
if you don't get
a hold of us this segment, that's okay. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Mm-hmm. We do have two possible qualifiers on our list. Seth, give me a one or a two.
Old number one today.
There we go. Gets us that qualifier. First up, wishing a happy birthday to Wayne Washington.
Happy birthday, Wayne.
Enjoy your day, Wayne. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Kimberly Copleen.
Kimberly, congratulations. Happy birthday to
you. Wishing you a good day, Kimberly. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the day. You're our qualifier. We say brag to all your friends, family, strangers, animals, everybody that you can.
That's right. Go celebrate at El Cafe, too, while you're at
it. Yes, yes. Keep that. Go ahead and go at that.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see. Sarah Evans is 55, country singer. Suds in the Bucket.
That song many a time.
One of the most famous people in the world, Cristiano Ronaldo, is 40 today.
Oof.
Ranked as the world's highest paid athlete by Forbes in 2016 and 17 and 2023 and 2024.
Wow.
Just one of the biggest stars in the world.
He's only 40?
Yeah.
I thought he was older than that. Yeah. Wow.
Man. He has felt it. Because Messi looks younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
He's really messed with his legacy, I think, by going and doing some of the choices he's made and everything. But he's one of the greatest. He's very successful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He's one of those names that even if you don't follow soccer, you've heard before. That's how famous he is.
One of the greats, I think. And doesn't work nearly enough, but I love his work. Michael Sheen is 56 today. Most recently, you might have seen him as Asphiel and Good Omens. Mm-hmm. He was Dr. William Masters and Masters of Sex, another popular show
there.
I believe he was in the Twilight movies a little bit, too.
Such a good actor.
I really, really love him in the Underworld movies. It might sound silly, but if you've seen him in all these other things I've mentioned, and he can oftentimes, like in Good Omens, play a bit of a lighter character or almost comedic relief in some ways.
Oh my gosh, he's so good in those.
In the Underworld movies, he grows a beard and he becomes an action star. Like, he is so transformable. Mm-hmm. And it would be even more noticeable if casting directors would give him more opportunities.
Yeah.
Because he is as versatile as it gets.
Yes.
He
can do it all. He really can, yeah.
Really talented guy. Another talented and not used enough individual, and I have this thing with my students at Second City. I've been doing this for a long time. The Dan Aykroyd Award. Mm. The most talented but most underappreciated person on the cast.
Oh, see, okay.
I think every cast has this actor, this person that we don't nearly appreciate nearly enough until years later or something like that. Dan Aykroyd, whether it was Belushi, Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, there were so many names and so many stars on that show. I don't think Dan Aykroyd ever really got the credit he deserved.
Right.
And maybe now, later in time and everything, I just feel like Dan would have been the star. If you moved any of those other people out, it would have been Dan Aykroyd.
Well, I mean, his writing talent alone, not even talking about his performing talent. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
I think as far as modern SNL alums go, Chris Parnell may be that person. Chris Parnell is 58 today. Dr. Leo Spaceman, 30 Rock, Cyril Figgis in Archer. So many voices he's done. He's been on Anchorman. Of course, he is the famous, he delivers the, why, Rob? It's so good. But the thing that stands out to me about Chris Parnell is you need these actors in the world. You need these guys that are not afraid to not look cool, to be the butt of the joke every single time. So many of these things. And Chris Parnell does it with with his chest out, does it proudly. He is that guy that if you need somebody to look the fool, he'll do it, and he'll make it and make everybody laugh and do it with style. Like do it his way.
Panache, right?
Yeah. Great voice, great character actor. I really do enjoy his work a lot. I think he's underrated. It's good to see him continuing to work and work and work. Commercials, all these different things. He's got a great agent. He has got a great agent and has been very smart about his career.
Excellent.
You leave Saturday Night Live, there's no retirement plan. Nobody knows what's next.
Oh, I mean, we've seen how many careers after Saturday Night Live have gone pretty much nowhere. We've seen that happen.
He has found his niches and been able to continue to work, and especially in voice acting.
That's really cool.
The great Laura Linney is 61 today.
Oh, man.
God, I love Laura.
Amazing.
Great actress. You Can Count on Me, Mystic River, Love Actually, Kinsey. But I would say younger audiences will probably know her from Ozark. Her and Jason Bateman were really good on that show. The great Jennifer Jason Leigh is 63.
Oh, my gosh.
Single white female, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, The Hateful Eight. God, I love Jennifer.
She has been in so many movies. Oh, my gosh.
Can you be a young man born and growing up in the 80s and not love Jennifer Jason Leigh? I don't know if that's possible.
No.
I don't know if it's possible. And if I wasn't going to say for his cast, maybe Chris Parnell was the most underrated. You could say Tim Meadows was for his.
Yes.
Tim Meadows is 64 today.
Wow.
Great actor.
Man,
great
and actor. He was one of the stalwarts, too. He was on SNL for so long. My goodness.
He, him and Kenan Thompson, I think, have the longest stretches on SNL. Mm. There's a great sketch where Tim Meadows sings about, why did I sign a 20-year contract?
And all this. I love it.
Christopher Guest is 77. Count Rugen in The Princess Bride. Harlan in Best of Show. Nigel in Spinal Tap.
Yeah, and he directed several of those movies. The Best in Show, A Mighty Wind, all those funny ensemble comedy pieces.
Who had Count Rugen being one of the better comedic directors of the 90s and early aughts and all that? Like, yes. He really is. He's great.
Was it? Did he do Waiting for Guffman? I think Waiting for Guffman was also him as well. Yeah. Man, the talent he assembles for those movies is really good.
All of this, and an SNL alum, should mention, as we've talked about a lot of SNL people, and it should be, as mentioned, he gets to wake up every morning to Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, that's true.
He wakes up.
They've been married for a very long time.
Very long time. That's got to be one of those ones where I could have, you want to have a cup of coffee with those two. Like, you know.
And I believe he is also, I think they purged the roles, but at one point his family was not royalty, but like nobility in England. He comes like from noble stock as well. It's hilarious.
Daryl Waltrip is 78, NASCAR legend. Also Daryl Cattrip in Cars, in the Cars movies. He was in the Cars.
Has anyone turned a car racing career into a media career like him? I mean, he's been really good at it.
Al Cooper is 81, Blood, Sweat, and Tears founder and former keyboardist. Whoa, the keys on that man.
Oh, man. He makes an appearance in Complete Unknown.
Yeah.
Because he famously, of course, played the organ on Like a Rolling Stone. That was Al Cooper.
Oh, that's cool. That's interesting. Roger Staubach is 83, legendary Dallas Cowboys quarterback.
Yes, legendary Cowboys quarterback.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. Some people no longer with us, and this one will make you smile a little bit, especially in this state. It is Hank Aaron's birth. It would have been Hank Aaron's birth.
Yes.
Born in 1934, passed away in 2021. The home run king.
Hammer and Hank.
Man, home run king.
One of my favorite stats about Henry Aaron, take away all of his home runs, he still has 3,000 hits.
That's so insane.
He was one of the best hitters in baseball history, period. Don't forget the home runs, man. He was one of the best hitters in baseball history.
I love this about my father. He loves baseball, loves sports, and loves talking about it. And my whole life, he has talked about how the best overall, like best fielder he ever saw was Roberto Clemente. You know, best hitter, this and that and stuff. But the best overall baseball player he ever saw was Willie Mays. And he talked about it like adamantly and lovingly and everything. And I would say it was about five, maybe a little bit longer than that, years ago, where he's looking at his baseball cards and he's sitting there and I see him at the table and he's just staring at this card. And I go and I do some things. I come back and he's still there. And I'm like, Dad, what's going on? And he's like, Jimmy, did you know? And he tells me the stat that Seth just said.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts thinking about it. He looks at me. He's like, I was wrong. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't even know what he's referring to. He just says he was wrong. He's like, I think Hank was the best baseball player of all time.
You can make an argument.
And I love that late in life that he could have that realization, that he could admit that he was wrong, if he was wrong, because this is all arbitrary. It's all, you know, opinion and everything.
It is.
But just that you could have that. Your whole life you're thinking this, and then late in life be like, you know what? Maybe I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was actually Hank Aaron that was the best. Either way, you can't go wrong. Willie Mays, Hank Aaron.
Not at all.
There's no wrong answer here. And certainly, what a memorable birthday in this state.
I'm telling you, there was. I think he had a lot to do with establishing baseball in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You can't deny it.
And Red Buttons would have been celebrating a birthday today. Last century's most famous and most famous comedian.
Yeah.
Red Buttons. Right. By far and away. One of the most famous comedians of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It's to this point in Europe, still big in Europe.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Red Skeleton, Red Buttons, so many of these old school guys still are big over there. I will only know that from having students that have come over there.
They know who Red Buttons is. That's amazing.
Yeah. Like crazy. I don't have American students that know who this is.
They wouldn't know who Red Buttons is. Yeah.
In Europe, they know who he is. And that is going to do it for our list. But we appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. Keep them coming, everybody. We love hearing from you. And we encourage you to celebrate with our great friends over at El Cafe. They're open for you right now. Go visit them today. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Buy local, support local. We'll be back after a sports. Did you have something?
No, all right. Okay. Let's go.
Okay, I ran you over there.
Rah, rah.
We'll be back with more show.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. After the spread of election fraud falsehoods, more people become interested in observing the Wisconsin election process. Clerks welcomed more people to watch it all for themselves, but there weren't a ton of rules in place. That may soon change. Savannah Tomei-Olson reports.
After nearly 2 years of public meetings, collecting comments, and often heated discussion, the bipartisan commission agreed on some ground rules. Ultimately, these new rules require that observers show ID, make clear when they're allowed to start watching for the day and where they need to be in terms of closeness to voters, and guarantee access to disability accommodations and restrooms. Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs, a Democrat.
The key is it guarantees observation at the time the zero tabulation is run that morning. That is the beginning of the open elections process, and it guarantees that observers have the right to be there. And that's an important part of the process. People want to make sure that the voting machines are showing a zero. That begins the time at which observers have a right to be present, even if it's before polls open at 7.
Fellow Commissioner and Republican Don Millis.
Not everything is sunshine and roses when the commissioners meet. You know, we have very heated arguments, and so we had some disagreements about some of the things that we talked about. But at the end of the day, we felt that it was more important to have a rule than not to have a rule.
Their point is that if 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats on the Wisconsin Elections Commission all agree that this is the best way forward, they hope Wisconsinites and lawmakers get on board too. The commission would like to have this rule in place for the 2026 elections. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Wisconsin over Indiana again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The last time the Indiana Hoosiers won a game in Madison was 1998. The Badgers winning again last night, 76-64. Wisconsin continues to improve on offense. Head coach Greg Gard.
This group is a very connected group. I mean, they enjoy hanging around with each other. They're a very loose group. They're very coachable, and they want to win. They understand when we come out and play hard and are aggressive, it's not always going to be perfect, but when we do get all things all firing at all cylinders, we're a handful for teams. They thrive and are excited for games.
Marquette with a disappointing loss in New York, bowing to St. John's, 70-64. Head coach Rick Pitino turning the Red Storms program around. NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Milwaukee hoping to snap a four-game losing streak. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow at 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson. The Green Bay woman shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, but Black History Month, Miss Venus is going to dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you want to be. That is my heart. I want to be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Bronczynski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Experience Love on the Air with WFHR and WIRI. Now through February 13th, tune in Monday through Friday for your chance to win an unforgettable Valentine experience. Romantic dinner for two, exclusive tickets to the Bachelors on Broadway show, a blissful couples massage, and a stunning gold bracelet. Make this Valentine's Day truly special by showering your loved one with exquisite gifts from our cherished locally owned businesses. All thanks to WFHR and WIRI. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to celebrate Love on the Air.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Cloudy today with light snow, even a little light freezing drizzle this afternoon. Our high right around 28. More light snow and freezing drizzle tonight. Could get a half inch, maybe an inch of accumulation. 22 tomorrow. Gradual clearing. It'll be windy with a high right around 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 3 above.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. A little bit of the fifth Beatle to play us in. Some Mr. Preston. Mm-hmm. Hope you all are having a great one out there. We are joined usually in this time slot by our great friends over at Quality Post Printing. Phil Hartley usually joins us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Wicked Awesome.
Phil not able to join us today. That's cool. We're all right with that because I do have a word for us, and we're looking forward to Phil joining us next Wednesday.
All right.
Maybe even in studio. Who knows? We'll find out. We'll find out. I'm waiting to wear the shirt he gave me until he's in studio. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, get ready for that.
But we don't want to leave our audience hanging here or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys deserve a word of the day, a wicked awesome word.
I believe that is correct, yes.
So I searched through my lexicon to think of one, and I did not choose Sheboygan like I could have. I could have easily said Sheboygan.
That's true.
A shout out to and good morning to our friends in Sheboygan.
Yes.
but we do want to use the word for our wicked awesome word of Wednesday, bumfuzzle.
Bumfuzzle.
It's fun. It's a fun word to say.
It is fun to say.
It's a simple term that refers to being confused, perplexed, or flustered, or to cause confusion. Or a lot of my life. A lot of
my bum fuzzle life.
I want people to start using these words. Like, I don't know.
In everyday conversation, yes.
Yes. Even if it's just for the day, have fun with it. When we give you a word, when Phil gives you a word or something like that, we encourage you to use it in your, you know, lexicon.
Make a little note in your back of your brain, yeah.
Just throw it. Man, can you help me with this? This has got me all bum fuzzled. This got me all bum-fuzzled, man.
I guarantee if you use that, and people will take notice and say, oh,
yes.
Wait, that's not a word, is it? As a matter of fact, it is a word.
Well, let me actually Let me tell you. And you can promote Quality Plus Printing while you're at it.
Exactly.
You support the local business.
I heard it on the radio.
I encourage you to incorporate the word bum-fuzzle into your life more, everybody. It's fun.
It's fun to say.
Not only do we need words to mean what they've always meant, we need to get back to that a little bit, but we also could use a little more fun with our words.
Absolutely. Language is so much fun, or can be fun.
There is. I genuinely think that every language under the sun is beautiful, and every dialect and everything. Genuinely mean that. I will say, nobody has more fun with language than America. Nobody. This is the joy of being one of the late ones to the game here and everything, is we're a young country, which again I think is important to note to people that we forget that sometimes.
Right, right.
But we are a very young country. So we got to be late in the game to this, so we're incorporating all the words
languages. We get to invent things, man. We get to take words, like you said, from other languages. We get to invent words because English is an alive language. You can do that. There's other languages that are very, you really can't change anything. They're just kind of there. But English is one of those languages. It's as difficult as it can be to learn. It's also a lot of fun because of the way you can play around with it.
Whether you're talking about economy or tourism or anything, every country leans into what they do that nobody else does or does better. The thing that we have in this country that makes us, one of the things that makes us so powerful, so amazing, is we are everybody. We are everyone.
That's right.
We have people from all around the world in this country.
We do.
And every one of those types of people, from their different creeds and races and religions and all these things, make up America.
Mm-hmm.
And they make this country as great as it is. I genuinely believe that we are the greatest country in the nation, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we are that because of that. We are that because we are incorporation of everything.
Of everything.
There is no one thing that makes you an American. There is no one thing that makes you this or that or whatever. Every one of us are immigrants. Every one of us came to this country and made it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We all can take a little pride in that. We can all take a little love in that.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that we have more in common than not, and it takes all of us to make this what it is.
You are correct.
And as a side note, it all falls apart if we don't work together.
That's right.
None of this works if we don't work together.
Boy, if that isn't a key, right?
Yeah. So I think whether we're talking language or whatever we're talking about, these things bring us closer together, hopefully show us that we have more in common than not. And we get to have fun words like bumfuzzle.
The other thing, too, that I want to bring up, and you're so right about, that, we have more in common. But even when we don't, let's celebrate those differences.
Yes.
Yes. Instead of like saying, oh, you're different than me, and that makes me upset or angry. So I'm like, wow, you do that differently? That's kind of cool. I do it this way. You do it that way. Hey, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
You don't have to answer this. You don't have to ask this out loud, but definitely in your own head, I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to think, do you want everybody to look like this?
Oh, God, no.
I don't.
No.
I definitely don't. I definitely
Friday
don't.
Friday is so much better. It's more interesting that way.
Yes, yes, yes. Encourage you to buy local, support local, support our friends that support this station and so much of this community. Join our friends over at Quality Plus Printing today, 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Their doors are open.
Yes, they are.
And give them a challenge. Give them some fun projects. They will take good care of you. And they'll figure it out with you, too. They're just great people. We appreciate our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Enjoy the day, you guys. Give them a call, 715-423-7440, 423-7440, and be sure to follow them on social media. Hopefully, you don't throw them anything that makes them all bum-fuzzled. throw curveballs at them.
Maybe for just a moment, they'll be bum-fuzzled, but then they'll be fine. They'll figure it out.
And be listening next Wednesday for another opportunity to hear our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with our friends over at Quality Plus Printing.
Valentine's Day is the ideal moment to truly show your love and appreciation for the special people in your life. At Wham Incorporated, you'll find a wide range of personalized gifts, including custom apparel, heartfelt cards, and more. Imagine wrapping your loved ones in a cozy blanket adorned with their favorite photos. What a beautiful way to celebrate your bond. This Valentine's Day, don't miss the chance to make a lasting impression. Contact Wham Incorporated today and create a one-of-a-kind gift that will be cherished forever.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Cloudy today with light snow, even a little light freezing drizzle this afternoon. Our high right around 28. More light snow and freezing drizzle tonight. Could get a half inch, maybe an inch of accumulation, 22 tomorrow. Gradual clearing, it'll be windy with a high right around 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 6.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Got the 9 o'clock hour right around the corner. We're going to have some entertainment news in there. We're talking about Adrian Brody's nose, the Fire Aid benefit concert and how much money they raised, and Angus Young's boyhood home. All that coming up.
Wow, okay.
Touch on our newsletter as well. And we got prop bets for the Super Bowl Seth and I are going to get into.
Which I will not be participating in, but it's interesting to hear them.
I definitely will not be participating in any of that either. Nope. And we're going to talk about how big is too big for your TV. I got that coming up as well. Want to remind everybody that Love on the Air is going on. We're having fun with this text win contest. Feel free to text us the keyword for this hour and at the top of the other hours we're going to be doing this for. Of course, we will be doing this at the top of the 10 a.m. and then 12 and 2 o'clock hours.
Yes,
you pull out the Civic Media app and you text us the keyword for this hour. It is heart.
Heart.
Text us the keyword heart, everybody.
Yes, like the band, heart.
Yeah, nicely done. H-E-I-R-T. Go ahead and text that to us, everyone. We're looking forward to it. And speaking of words.
Okay.
Coming out of our Quality Plus Printing Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Nice. Words are good. Fun.
And, of course, our text to win word and everything.
Yeah.
Well, on average, people are saying fewer words than they used to.
Really?
According to a new study, people are speaking about 3,000 fewer words each day. Compared to 20 years ago.
Really?
The current average is about 13,000 words per day. That is down from 16,000 per day in 2005.
Wow.
And the reason, more reliance on digital communications like texting and social media. So instead of calling your mother-in-law back, you're getting you're texting her.
Right.
Or emailing or something like that. And there's a stereotype that women speak more than men, and this is not true by that much, at least. The study found that women speak about 13,350 words per day. That is compared to about 12,000 for men.
Yeah.
So a lot closer than you might think.
I'm
Ron Burgundy-ing that. I read what it was in front of me because I don't know if I've ever heard that women talk more than men.
It was a joke back in the day. It was a lazy joke. You know, yeah. It's like, it's the old Sinbad. Women be different from men, something like that.
I've heard a lot of those. I'd never heard that one.
Get those hens together. You know, some really bad jokes.
Shocking. Not only not funny, but not true.
Exactly.
So all that
mansplaining going on.
Constant.
So, you know.
As a side note, has anybody ever seen mansplaining happening to another man? That is one of the funniest things you will ever see in your life. You just sit back and watch that happen. As two guys, especially if they want to be alpha male guys and stuff, like the way going back and forth.
Mansplaining to each other. It's hilarious.
It is awesome.
It's all about like one-upmanship and stupid. It's ridiculous. But it's funny.
It is comedy gold.
Yeah.
So researchers say, is this a bad thing that we're talking less or not? That's the topic. I think most people immediately have this is negative. This is bad or whatever. Well, researchers say that the declining trend has broader implications for human health and well-being. Quote, social interaction through conversation plays a crucial role in mental and physical health, similar to exercise or sleep. And so the next trend could be goals of speaking more than 10,000 words, similar to getting 10,000 steps in.
Oh, wow. How interesting is that?
In fact, there are new tools being developed, like a Fitbit, that would measure daily conversation time without recording content.
Thank you.
That is a key part of it, I would think.
We're being surveilled for everything else. Can we not do that? That'd be nice, yeah.
I don't know why anybody does anything wrong anymore. Like, I don't know. I mean, you're just constantly, you can't get away with
your phone, your watch now, yeah.
Taking out the idea of this being recorded content. Let's put that aside. That is not going to happen, and that shouldn't let that happen or anything like that. And I can't imagine people using a device that's going to record them, at will and all that. But the idea of counting our words isn't a horrible idea, I don't think.
No.
Unless you work in radio.
I was going to say, we blow past that every day. Yeah. Every day we blow right past that mark.
We would have no problem with that one. what I think is good about this, and I think almost undeniably good about this, is that we're having the conversation and that we're aware of these things. Mm-hmm. This isn't the first time we've talked about or heard a conversation or read an article about the concerns we have, not just for younger people, but for people in general and interacting with each other.
Right.
We're very on top of this topic. Doesn't mean that it's no problem. Doesn't mean that we've got it fixed or we got this one in the bud or we know how we're even going to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think so often in life, if you look at the history of issues, the histories of problems, so often we're getting late to the game. Whether it is PFAS or it is the environment I can mention 20 other things, it's like we're getting into this late.
Yes.
You know, we're arriving to the movie where we don't even know the characters' names. We're just jumping in late to it. This one, we're a little ahead on. We're a little bit neck and neck with, at least. We're a little bit closer with, which I think is a good thing. And I really think we need to take the wins in certain things in life.
Yeah.
And that's great. We're talking about this. We're thinking about it.
Right.
How do we solve it now?
Yeah.
Mental health comes to mind when it's this.
Yeah. Comes to mind. You don't say.
I should not be allowed on radio.
That's gold, man. That's comedy gold.
I should be saying some less words. Maybe less words fewer for words. James, maybe. God, that was bad. What I think is key to this is that we are talking about it, that we're aware of it, and that we're all trying to do something about it.
It's so easy nowadays, and yes, I said nowadays, to get overwhelmed. Society is very complicated. our lives can be very complicated. I mean, we're seeing it right now in real time, you know, like what's going on with things and what effect, you know, that you might not think would have, but they are going to have an effect in the future. And we're seeing that. So sometimes it's easy just to grab onto something like this, you know, maybe it's nice to just think about, you know, something simple like that. And it's, you know, just ruminate on that a little bit for a little while. Take a break, everybody.
And I think the more aware we're of these things, the better we can attack them and solve them, make them better.
I agree.
I gotta say too, I would be just as concerned about other generations than the youngest generation.
Mm-hmm.
The younger generations are certainly something to be aware of.
Right.
But like most things, they seem to be able to roll with most stuff.
Yeah.
And adapt because this is what they know. They were raised with it. This is all they know.
So I
think that a lot of them are doing a lot better with this than people in our generation, for example.
Well, and you know, in the focus so much on the younger generation, can we focus on everybody?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all important, you know. We're all in this together. Let's focus on everybody.
You know, young people are going to talk to people that are older than them, younger than them.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk to people that are older than us and younger than us and all that. I mean, it's not as if we just talk to our own generation.
No.
So if we're worrying about words and talking more, I agree. I don't think that it really helps us.
I think we're okay. Yeah.
And no more than separating the how many words a man says and how many words a woman says.
Right. Like,
that doesn't really help us either.
And besides, I mean, the cool thing about younger generations, they come up with neat new ways of using words.
Yes.
You know, skibbity sigma or whatever that means.
Well, I agree, but I will say, and I've done this to their faces, and I've done this with my students, I am a little bit disappointed in the youngest generation. With some of the, I feel like a lot of the words, like we came up with radical and bodacious and
gnarly.
Yeah, and things like that. And they're just reusing words. They're just like, you know, they're just reusing like actual words that mean something. And just like, well, now it means cool.
So now they need to be a little more creative,
in other words.
A little more creative.
I want you guys to invent some words like we did. Radical.
It's radical, man.
Yeah, come on.
Woo, yeah.
I don't know if you should do that. Actually, you're probably just fine. There's more important things to worry about.
No, there's not, James. This is the most important thing.
This is important. There's that, and then there's this, Seth. Some parents think that we coddle kids too much, and they're becoming too soft.
Oh, jeez.
And in the Netherlands, they're trying to correct this by making playgrounds less safe.
Oh, God.
I don't know. We'll figure out if this is any right
whoa,
story.
Whoa. Yeah. What are you doing, Netherlands? What's this?
They're not talking about leaving rusted out slides or anything.
We'll leave these rusty nails here.
A new policy proposal in the Netherlands would increase kids' access to open outdoor play areas to climb, play with water and fire and sword fight with sticks and all these kind of things. It's not just about making spaces riskier. It's making them less boring, they say.
Okay.
More kids are sitting inside, being less active, and they're trying to find things that will pull them outside and bring them to play more.
My goodness.
One mother says, quote, risk-taking play can be a good thing because it's learning about boundaries.
Okay.
Someone else says, rough playing might lead to bumps or cuts, but it helps kids make social contact and to learn to deal with risks.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth, it's a kid who actually, you have kids who are actually playing in playgrounds.
Yeah.
Mine are not necessarily doing that anymore.
Well, maybe when you're not looking.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't think it's as bad as people make it out to be. I think kids still play, you know, they still use their imaginations. They still play in ways that, you know, like, you know, you know, maybe it's space, you know, maybe when we were kids, it's like cowboys and Indians, whatever. But now it's like spacemen or superheroes or whatever it is. There's always going to be some risk involved in that, you know, any kind of active play is going to do that. I think it's a little overblown, the whole, oh, we're making things too safe for people. I don't know. Kids can still fall off the monkey bars like they always have. They could still break their arm. So I don't know.
Where I grew up, where I lived for a while before moving here, there was no playground. We literally played in dumpsters.
Right.
We played King of the Hill in dumpsters.
Oh, God.
We found things that we could
rats?
Do. You know, my body has been stung by bees so many times,
oh, good
and it's
Lord.
From that basically.
Yeah.
Like, that was pretty dangerous. Is that what you want? Like,
I mean, is that,
every generation does this, where we look at the younger generation and point at them and tell them what they're doing wrong and how they're soft and all this. And
when I was up,
And this thing keeps moving, and we keep kicking out quote-unquote tough people, quote-unquote, you know, strong people and everything. I think that you can do both things here. You can let kids play in the mud while also, you know, getting them their shots and making sure that they're not going to get sick from the mud.
Exactly.
Like, you can do both. That's just a smart society. That's evolution. Right. That's being smarter and using what we have around us and everything.
By the way, wasn't that the whole plan all along? Was to make life safer for kids? Well, and now we're upset that we made life safer for kids?
Ain't nobody going to give me a greatest dad mug or anything like that. But even I think that one of the things, the jobs of parenting is to have your kids have a better, easier life than you did.
Yeah.
That's part of the goal of being a parent, is having your kid have a better life than you did. Your kid having a stronger, better life and all these things. Otherwise, what's the point? What are you doing?
What's the point?
Like, you want them to have a worse life than you? Like, what are you doing? You want, you're gonna be like, and what's this? Like, what is your definition of tougher? Because
that's a great point. Excellent point.
That's all over the ballpark. Everybody's got a different definition of that.
Yeah, what does that mean? Exactly, Talking about words and meanings, right? Yeah.
How many stories have we heard about a kid, quote, being, you know, trying to be made tougher, and it didn't work out that way for that kid?
Yeah.
Like, you know? I think strength is something that is developed not just through adversity, but through not seeing what your parents and your friends and your family go through.
Right, learning through it, right? Yeah, learning through other people's experience. You can do that too.
I think if you're worried about this, I would focus more on yourself and how you are coming across and how you are, because that is that is your kid is,
you can control that. Yeah, exactly.
That is where your kid's focus is.
Yep.
That is where it is going. It's you know, they may see other things in society, but nothing is going to impact them how you are.
Yep.
So I would take a look in the mirror before you're worrying about other things.
Yes.
And I think that's never a bad thing either. Like, I'm not saying this is a negative. I think that's a good thing.
Yep.
And especially that we're talking about it.
Weird Dutch people.
Yeah,
telling you.
Netherlands. We are going to be talking about more entertainment when we come back, and plenty more here. Right here in the morning show.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's national security advisor is defending his boss's proposal for the U.S. to take over Gaza, relocate Palestinians, and turn the territory into a luxury resort area. Mike Waltz tells CBS Mornings.
I think one of the key points the President Trump made last night was, tell me what real better alternatives they've ever been offered.
The Trump administration recalling almost all USAID workers worldwide. Former USAID contractor Maura Reep is worried.
It's not about giving out handouts, but about making communities so that they're able to thrive on their own, which makes the United States also a safer place.
The police chief of New Albany, Ohio, now says the suspect in last night's deadly shooting at a cosmetics warehouse was an employee.
With all of our local partners, immediately began to try to track the suspect down. We are doing so as we speak. We hope to have news for you soon.
One person was killed. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah.